for me, being a guy that was not highly recruited out of high school, undrafted out of college, to have a team be aggressive and come after me and want me, that was it.
Pressure from Kerrigan, steps away, fires on the run, and is caught! Unbelievable!
Case, first of all, welcome to Denver. Congratulations. It's great to see you guys here. A couple years ago, I remember seeing you and your wife were on Hard Knocks with the Rams, and you guys said that you guys like to unpack as soon as you get into a city. Have you unpacked, and what's it like being here in Denver?
Well, we haven't unpacked all the way. We flew in last night, pretty late. We're going to look for a place to live today. But my wife, she does. She gets going and gets planted in a hurry. So as soon as we find a place, we're going to get our stuff here and get unpacked and get rolling.
At what point in the free agent process did you think, you know what, I can see myself in Denver. This is where I want to go.
Well, my agents and I and my wife, we sat down and, you know, talked about our possibilities. And honestly, Denver was number one on the list. And when they came early on at free agency and were pretty aggressive about how they wanted me, they made it known. And, you know, that's exciting.
Keenum keeps it, looking for a block, touchdown.
You mentioned that there were a lot of quarterbacks in this free agent class, but John Elway, from the jump, made you his priority, really wanted you. When you see a guy like John Elway, the career he's had as a quarterback, want you to quarterback his team, how did that make you feel?
I mean, just you saying that John Elway wants me to be his quarterback, it hits home for me. I mean, I've got pictures of me growing up in a Denver 7 jersey. So a big reason why I wore 7 in college and have worn 7 before. And I mean, it means a lot. It means a lot to play for him, to represent, Denver. I mean, that's the first thing I told my dad. I called him. I said, "All right, quarterback of Denver Broncos." And he said, "That sounds pretty good." I said, "Yeah, it feels pretty good to say."
There's a lot of familiarity here, too, with Coach Joseph, Gary Kubiak, another guy you know very well in the front office now. How much did that familiarity play in your decision, knowing that there are some people here that you have gotten along well with in the past?
It meant everything. Obviously Coach Joseph, we were just, across the hall from each other, meeting rooms back when Houston, when I was my first and second years in the league. So I've got a lot of familiarity with him. I've seen his career blossom and kept in touch with him throughout, being Cincinnati, Miami. So, that was incredible. Coach Kubiak, a guy that, like I said, undrafted out of college, but he was the one guy that gave me a chance and believed in me. And just from what they've said, and there's a lot of other people in the building too that I've got connections with and have some time spent with. So it's been great so far, and I'm really excited to meet all the new people as well. It's been great.
Throws the ball towards DT, and DT adjusts and makes the catch. Touchdown Denver with a penalty flag thrown.
You had a couple of great wideouts in Minnesota. You get two great ones here in Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. What are you looking forward to most about throwing to those guys?
They're both extremely talented. And watching them on film, you see, you get to know them a little bit, but really to get on the field, start throwing with those guys and really start, forming that chemistry, forming that bond, just the quarterback-receiver relationship, I think, is very important. And I'm really excited to get on the field with those guys.
You mentioned, I read, that, when you got to Minnesota, snow kind of threw you off a little bit, shoveling snow, salting. You said your neighbors helped you out with some of the shoveling. Is that true?
Yeah, the Minnesota Nice thing. They were great. Okay. They saw me shoveling snow one time and and had my driveway cleared for the rest of the year. So I think, obviously it's, negative, degrees there. So we're excited to come here and warm up. But, it's beautiful. I mean, you got the mountains in the background. It's just beautiful. Everything we've heard about Denver, we're ready to get out and start exploring the city, exploring the state. We love it.
Well, I'm sure you can probably find some other neighbors around here that are more than willing to help you with the
snow. For sure,
Case, we really appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thank you.